My guest at this time is Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director at the Center for Immigration Studies. We want to get his reaction today to a new Rasmussen Report survey that might shock a lot of people in terms of what the American people think about the U.S. government's performance in deportation, whether or not illegal immigrants ought to be getting government benefits, and other key issues, including birthright citizenship. And Mark, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, glad to be here.
83% said anybody should be required to prove they are legally allowed to be in the country before receiving local, state, or federal government services. 54% think you should not automatically become a U.S. citizen if the baby of an illegal is born in the United States. 38% said they should be allowed. And there is also a pretty aggressive number here. 62% says the U.S. is not aggressive enough in deporting those illegally in the country. That's up about 10 points since a recent survey asked that same question. So what do you make of Americans getting tougher on this issue while Washington seems to be going in the opposite direction?
Well, it's the kind of thing you would expect. I mean, Americans do have a certain ambivalence on this issue. You know, they want the law enforced, but, you know, they don't really dislike the illegal alien, the guy they suspect is an illegal alien who, you know, lives down the street or something. So it's not as though people's views are unmixed and black and white on this issue. But, you know, the real reason you see this increase in hawkishness, I guess you'd describe it, on immigration, is that this administration has been so bad, has actually reduced the deportation of criminals, has been deporting fewer criminals than it did than in the past. It's making it, it's interfering with local law enforcement's ability to hand illegal immigrant criminals over to federal authorities to be removed from the country, and just in general is soft on this issue and is not committed to enforcing American sovereignty. So when you have that kind of situation, even people who have kind of ambivalent or a little bit squishy views are going to harden their views. If you want a way to resolve our immigration mess, it's never going away. Immigration's a permanent feature of any big country's policies. But if you want to fix it, you need an administration that can earn the trust of the people on this issue. And this administration has made clear it cannot be trusted with enforcing immigration laws. And so people are naturally demanding tougher measures from this administration that just is hostile to the idea of American borders and American sovereignty.
Mark, in addition to the constitutional questions about what the president did last November, specifically the legalizing of at least 5 million folks in the country illegally because they have kids with some sort of legal status, do you get the sense that the Republicans, in addition to folding on that question, played it wrong politically given these numbers?
Yeah, I think so. Now, Republicans, you know, could have overplayed it. There's always ways to kind of sound too fringy, if you will, on any issue. But Senator Jeff Sessions, for instance, from Alabama, has done a phenomenal job over the past several years of framing the message in a, you know, non-scary, constructive, but pro-worker, pro-American worker fashion, the Republican leadership has just not taken advantage of. So, yeah, they have, there's the old joke is that the Democrats are the evil party and the Republicans are the stupid party. And unfortunately, the leadership of the Republican Party is proving that that joke to be true.
Mark, how tough would it be to win on any of these individual issues given the current political climate, whether it's doing away with birthright citizenship, doing away with government assistance to folks not in the country legally, making folks who have American-born children not exempt from deportation or ratcheting up deportation? Obviously, there's often a very personal, sentimental story attached to why the administration is taking the approach that it is. So how hard is it to win this sort of thing when the issue is actually up for debate?
Well, I mean, it depends what you mean by win, because the president is never going to sign anything anyway like this. So really, until January of 2017, and maybe not even then if Hillary wins, it's not nothing. There isn't going to be any winning. But the question is apt, because always when you get down to brass tacks, the people willing to pay lobbyists to deliver the giant bags of money to congressmen to sway their votes, those people are all on the side of looser enforcement and more immigration. So even though large majorities of the country want a solid immigration policy that means what it says, enforces the rules, in Congress, what matters, not even just on immigration, but on anything, is intensity of opinion. And the, 84% of people who don't want illegal immigrants to get welfare don't have lobbyists. But the National Council of La Raza has lobbyists. People who want better enforcement don't have lobbyists. But the farmers and the corporate interests that don't want more enforcement, they do have lobbyists and give giant, giant amounts of money to influence policy. So it is hard to win. It's easier to stop bad things, and that's a kind of winning, because we've stopped a number of bad things in Congress, but actually making progress and passing good things is a much more difficult thing to do, given the just unbelievable mismatch. Makes David and Goliath look like an even fight, in Congress.
So does this ever change?
Yeah, it changes. In fact, if anything, we do have, in some ways, even with the president's backsliding on enforcement, we have in place a lot of things that do make enforcement better. I mean, our border enforcement, even though once illegal immigrants get by, the president often just lets them stay, our border infrastructure is better than it used to be. We have twice as many Border Patrol agents. It's not all, it's not everything, but it's something. We do a better job of screening visitors when they come into the country. Of course, we don't screen them on the way out, so we don't know who stayed illegally. All that's a way of saying we actually have made some progress since 9/11, especially, in immigration enforcement. But there's a long way to go, and this president is actually moving back. But two steps forward and one step back is still moving in the right direction. What we need to do is keep pushing and, basically try to push for better outcomes from the next administration.
Well, we'll certainly be following it. Mark, thank you very much for your time and your insight today.
Thank you.
Mark Krikorian is Executive Director at the Center for Immigration Studies. Again, the poll is from Rasmussen Reports. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.